Now this morning we have Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gill, District Officer of Moreton Police District, and he's joining us today to talk about road safety during the upcoming school holidays. Good morning, Acting Chief Superintendent Adam.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now today we're going to be talking about road safety and the upcoming school holidays. Adam, tell us about that.
Certainly. So the Christmas holidays are upon us, and of course that means a lot of listeners will be travelling on the roads within our district. Road safety is very important to us. However, our primary focus is to ensure the safety of all road users during this busy period and for everyone to arrive at their holiday destination safely.
Oh, yes, please. Now, tell us, Adam, what are some of the areas that you would like driver behaviour to improve?
Rosemary, it always comes back to the fatal five: speeding, drink driving, failing to wear seatbelts, and driving while tired or distracted. They are all major contributors to lives lost on our roads and are all avoidable. These are all driving choices that you can change to make your drive a safe one. It is noted that drug driving offences do continue to rise across the state, and recently in Moreton District there's 44 drug driving detections this year, which is up from 36 detections last year. This summer we are also concentrating on our beaches and waterways to ensure all that use those areas are also safe.
Now, driving on our beaches is quite different to driving on the road, isn't it? And there are quite a few different road rules as well.
There's no different road rules, Rosemary. All
no.
Queensland road rules apply when driving on beaches. There are speed limits on the beach, just like other roads. Drink and drug driving offences and rules apply, and dangerous driving will not be tolerated. You can expect to see officers on Bribie Island beaches during the holiday period. Driving on the beach is also not an excuse to drive an unroadworthy or defective vehicle, and your vehicle may be checked for compliance during this time. If you are heading up the beach and have never driven on the sand before, then ensure you take extra care, educate yourself, and if possible, have an experienced beach driver with you.
Yes, that would certainly be good. Now, you mentioned waterways, Adam. What about boating, and what can we expect these holidays?
So again, this year we're teaming up with Water Police and also Maritime Safety to ensure the safety of our waterways across the school holidays. We'll be conducting enforcement patrols in our waterways, particularly at the Somerset Dam and also in and around Bribery. And again, drink and drug driving rules apply to boaties. And make sure you have all the necessary safety gear so that if you do get into trouble, you and your family have what you need to get home safe.
Absolutely. And this time of the year, we see lots and lots of caravans on the road. Do we have information for people that are heading off in their van for the holidays, Adam?
Rosemary, if people are planning on heading off in a caravan which has been sitting in the shed for the past year, it's important to make sure it is safe, to check it over and have it serviced before a long journey. It is also important to make sure your van is not overloaded and that your vehicle is suitable to tow your size van. Towing an overweight van can be very dangerous, and people are often surprised with how little they can add to the van before they are over their weight.
Yes, and there are places that you can go and have your weight checked in their vans, aren't there?
Certainly are. There are service providers that you can take your van to. There's a public weigh station at Caboolture where you can pay to have your van weighed, but you can certainly online check out where you can do this.
Yeah, yeah. And we can expect more wet weather, Adam, this summer. Give us a little bit of a message as to what we should be doing about road users during this time.
Certainly. In the last week has certainly shown that to us in our district and in other areas in southeast Queensland, that it's important to never drive through floodwaters. Drive to the conditions, slippery roads, reduced visibility and debris can create hazards. It is frustrating that my officers and other people have to put their lives at risk to rescue people who have chosen to drive through floodwaters. Regardless of the weather, motorists should always drive to safely navigate the conditions of the road. Before leaving home, you can plan your journey ahead of time, checking for weather warnings and road conditions in your area and along your intended route. You can also find information and other information on the City of Moreton Bay Disaster Portal, which is online, and also through the BOM app, which tells you all about the weather warnings.
Now, Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gill, give us your final message for our motorists for this summer period.
So for this summer period, the community can expect an increased police presence on our roads as we move into this holiday season. We urge all motorists to make responsible choices and support the safety of themselves and other road users. Plan and prepare for your trip. Drivers on long trips are encouraged to share the driving where possible, take regular breaks, and stop for at least 15 minutes for every 2 hours driven. Take an extra few seconds to consider vulnerable road users like motorcycle riders. Actively look for riders, double check before changing lanes, and take extra care in the wet. The high risk choices that drivers are making, even before they get behind the wheel, come with devastating impacts to those families and friends that lose loved ones or who are killed on our roads. One life lost on our roads is one too many. So always consider the fatal five behaviours, get to your destination safely, and keep making happy memories for you and your family for this Christmas.
Thank you, Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gill, for joining us here on 101.5, keeping our community connected and safe. Now, if you'd like to listen to this podcast again, go on to the 101.5 FM website and click on podcast. Thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.